As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports played on a field or ice or courts.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive. It's spontaneous. It's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website.
Let me just share a couple words for our minds today. On Monday, Mindset Calls is about just setting our minds straight. You know, in parenting, it's so emotional. It's like the most emotional thing that most of us will ever do. And I love to tell people, you know, that there's really two voices. There's two ways I want to help you excel at talking. The first is how you talk to yourself. Right? What do you say to yourself in those moments when your kid is acting out, your kid is misbehaving? What do you do? How do you use your mind for good? You know, partly why I help, my first assignment that I give you is to take that being the best you packet so you can develop your own fear cycle, so you can study yourself. You can bring out the best in yourself so you can wake up and be like, what am I doing here? Why do I keep doing these reactions? How do I stop them? I want to encourage you to put the reactions behind you and replace them with healthy tools. And how you do that is first is how you talk to yourself, taking personal responsibility of your own stuff, your own mind, your own anger, your own fears. Step into, why are you people pleasing? Why are you rescuing? Why are you working so much? Why are you abusing the drink? Why are you avoiding your children's? Why are you letting your kids just avoid you or fill in your house with screen time or any stupid unhealthy things? What is happening in you and your emotions? And then when we finally know, really speak to ourselves and we take care of our minds and we can kind of thrive as a healthy adult, we're not codependent on our child's behavior for our own self-care, for our own mental health, for our own marriage health. We have healthy detachments from our kids so that we can thrive as the parents. Then we can also learn how to speak to our children and solve these problems. And I'm going to hear committed to you to help you solve these problems. I want to bring a couple things to your attention really quick. Is some of you, if you look at being the best you and you're brand new, you can open up that packet right now. You can turn to page 5 and you can look at the word hopelessness. Now, here's what I want you to think about. Okay, there are many parents here with us right now, and that is a really tough button for them. Like, nobody likes to feel hopeless. But some people, I've learned from doing this for so long, some parents, they dislike feeling hopeless, you know, more than others, right? Like, we all feel hopeless at times. We all feel all these words at times. We all feel abandoned or lonely, anxious, nervous, betrayed, disconnected, disrespected. We all feel them all, you know, at times. It's like a part of parenting is feeling these emotions, but it's what we do with these emotions that really matter. It's how we handle ourselves. The definition that I wrote here for hopeless is this: it feels like nothing good is going to happen. I've lost hope. I'm doomed. Nothing's changing. And why this is called, you know, why I wanted to bring this to your attention for Monday mindset is because I think partly why we do our reactions is that underneath each of our reactions is actually a form of hopelessness. Now, just hear me out for a second. Look at your reactions for a paper and ask yourself, why do I do these things? Well, one of the reasons why we do them is because you've given up hope and trust that anyone cares about your feelings, that things are not going to go your way. This kid's not going to listen to you. They're not going to respect you. Your partner, your spouse, your co-parent, they don't care about you. You have got to take matters into your own hands. I got to take care of this. I got to control the situation. I got to yell. I got to snap. I got to avoid. I got to drink. I got to act out. I got to people please. I got to rescue. I got to be passive aggressive. I got to stand up for myself. It's like hopelessness is so a powerful thing that I want us to have mindfulness about. Now, think about this. Some of our kids, if they were to take this assessment, you know what's pretty interesting is that some of them would actually click hopeless, that they hate feeling hopeless. Some of you, if I were to ask each of you, I'll do it right now. Does someone have a child or a teenager? You think that if they were to take this assessment, which if you do have children ages 10 and up, you really should, and I'll help you give you ideas if you've got a salty kid that won't take it. Do you think any of them would pick hopeless? Use the group chat and type. Why do you think your child would put hopelessness as one of their top five buttons? And then you tell us, what does this child do? What are their reactions when they feel hopeless? Isn't that really interesting? Like the reason why your kid keeps acting out is not because of X, Y, and Z. It's not because it's fun or because they're stressed. It might be because, you know what? When they get to this really low spot, this very hopeless spot, they get dark and they act out or they get inward or they withdraw. You know what hopelessness is too? I hope this is helpful because we all want to feel hope. I mean, here we are, we're coming into the holiday season and you see signs and spiritual signs about hope. I mean, hope is the best. Hope is the best. That's why we got married in the first place. We hope that this person would bring us intimacy and closeness. Is why we pick our best friends, because we hope, you know, they bring closeness to our lives. This is why we buy nice things. This is why you actually joined me, because you hoped that this was going to bring goodness to your life, into your family, to your relationships. But you know what? Hopelessness is one of the world's worst feelings. I think what hopelessness is too, it's actually a form of impatience. So some of you, one of the ways that I think you need to grow as parents is you need to be more hopeful. You need to be more patient. That's like, if you think about it this way, some people, I said this even last week, like if you would just add more patience into your parenting, you know how much better your life would be? You know how much better your parenting would be if you just became more patient. But what is patience? This is very profound. This is very profound what I'm about to say. You know what patience is? What I think real patience is, the hardest form of patience is you sitting in your buttons.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
And just being an adult, man, just sitting in the pain of your buttons and not freaking out, being comfortable with being uncomfortable, being patient, So for me, like, I get my buttons pushed every dang day by these freaking people I live with. And my dang dog, man, he freaking annoys me. These people I live with, they annoy me. They don't listen to me. They don't respect me. They roll their eyes sometimes. They don't listen to me. They don't treat me like a king. I mean, it's, you know, it's, I don't like it. But what do? You know what? I get those buttons pushed and I talk to myself and I'm just patient. I say things like, you know, Sean, you'll feel better soon. You say, Sean, just be patient and you'll get through this. It's okay. Be patient. They're just going through something right now. That doesn't mean you need to be going through something. And I feel powerful when I feel patient. You hear local or you hear a lot of modern psychologists saying things like, you know what? You need to speak to your inner child. It's really good stuff. We can go into that another time. Speak to your inner child. Like, what does that mean? For one of the short versions of what it means is like, you know, like imagine yourself as a child or a middle school kid and you were hurting, you were going through that. Like, if you could go back in time, what could you speak to yourself? You know, what kind of wisdom or comfort would you bring to yourself? And now that you're an adult, it's like we still need to speak to ourselves that same way. And so you could even say like, I'm speaking to my inner child, even though I wouldn't say it that way because that just sounds kind of like psychology is. I would say it like, even though I'm like teaching it. So I would say it like, you know what, Sean? You know what? People weren't there for you when you were younger, which is true. But they're there for you now. Like these people, like your roommates, your family members, they love you and they're here for you now. Just because they're not here right now in this moment, because they're eating a Hot Pocket or because they're at Starbucks or because, you know, they have something else on their mind, doesn't mean they're not there for you. See how for me, that's like a form of patience and speaking to my like inner child. And as we bring this to the conclusion, this teaching, kind of what we're doing here is, not only am I teaching you how to be patient with yourself and speaking to your inner child, but really what I'm also doing at the same time is I'm trying to help us all speak to our children because their inner child is still inside of them. You know, you have a really challenging 17-year-old, a really challenging 19-year-old, a really challenging 9-year-old. Well, they're still children. And so when we show patience to them, when we show gentleness to them, when we show love and kindness to them, when we speak hope to them, we're speaking to their inner child while they're still children. And that's just beautiful and like amazing. But the only way we can do that is if we fill our own minds with hope and patience. And I just think, I want to say it again as we bring this to, I just think for me, this really speaks to me. What is true patience? Patience is sitting in your buttons, in your painful buttons, and just being okay with it. And just being a freaking adult. I mean, like, I can do this. I'm hurting right now, and maybe I'm alone, and maybe someone's there for me. But I'm hurting and it sucks because my buttons are pushed and I'm going to feel better soon. I'm going to maybe take a time out and I'm going to go pour myself a nice glass of orange juice or a little green tea. And I'm going to take a little break and I'm going to breathe and I'm going to be patient. Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of the same painful patterns in your parenting or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.
When you want to bet on sports, played on a field or ice or courts,
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.